morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. In Southwest Iowa news, the Iowa State Patrol says a Nebraska teen was injured last night when the car she was driving was struck by an SUV a few miles east of Bellevue, Nebraska, on the Iowa side of the river. Officials say 18-year-old Jillian McLaughlin of Bellevue was driving a 2000 Volkswagen Beetle on 189th Street and turning onto Highway 370. She was hit on the driver's side by a 1999 Ford Explorer. McLaughlin was transported by Pacific Junction Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. The driver of the SUV, 24-year-old Tristan Rackley, also from Bellevue, was not injured. That accident happened about 8:10 p.m. Sunday. News time is 7:07.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
A closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I get a new phone every 2 years.
Sorry. What is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company's making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster. And be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Police in Red Oak report a local man was arrested on a drug charge Sunday. 23-year-old DeMarcus Jamar King was taken into custody yesterday afternoon after authorities executed a search warrant at his residence on West Coolbaugh Street. During the search, officers of the Red Oak PD and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office seized more than 6 grams of marijuana and various drug paraphernalia. King was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond for possession with the intent to deliver. It's the second time in a little over 2 years that King has been arrested on a possession of a controlled substance charge. Authorities in Montgomery County Sunday investigated a property damage accident in Red Oak. The sheriff's office said a two-vehicle accident happened at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48. When deputies arrived just after noon Sunday, they determined a 2008 Chrysler van owned and driven by 86-year-old Gene H. Howes of Hamilton, Illinois, was traveling east on Highway 34 and failed to yield or stop at the intersection with Highway 47. The van collided with a 1998 Ford van driven by 44-year-old June Marie Lang of Red Oak. No injuries were reported. Damage from the crash amounted to $8,000. Officials say Howe was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Deputies were assisted at the scene by personnel from the Red Oak Fire and Rescue Department, Red Oak Police, and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Reserves. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, as we told you Saturday, Sheriff's Office in officials in Adams County say a Creston man was arrested Sunday morning at the Corning City Park. 20-year-old Michael Frabau was taken into custody around 1:45 a.m. Sunday on a charge of public intoxication after he was seen just wearing his boxer shorts. A man from north central Iowa was killed during a single vehicle crash early Saturday morning here in Cass County. According to the State Patrol, 22-year-old Stephen Henneman of Plymouth died when the 2008 Harley-Davidson motorcycle he was driving went out of control near the Anita exit on westbound I-80. The cycle left the road and rolled over before landing in an area between the exit and the interstate. Henneman died at the scene of the crash, which was reported just after midnight. A natural gas line pipeline that runs under the Missouri River has developed a leak. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says Houston, Texas-based Enterprise Products reported a drop in pipeline pressure early Saturday. The affected section runs from Decatur, Nebraska to just west of Ottawa. The company shut down the pipeline on both sides of the river, and an estimated 140,000 gallons of gasoline was being pumped out. Crews on the ground by boat and by plane were searching for the leak. But as of late yesterday afternoon, the source had not been found, what was suspected to be on the Iowa side. Divers may be deployed in the area in the next few days. The leaked gasoline is expected to have floated downriver. Officials in Council Bluffs and in Omaha have been warned. When the Missouri River's floodwaters recede this fall, piles of debris, silt, and some smelly surprises will be revealed. It's hard to say exactly what's hiding under the waters, but experts predict this year's epic flood will leave behind a mammoth mess once the water returns to within the Missouri River's banks. The Army Corps of Engineers' John Ramos says he doesn't envy the cleanup crews. Much of the flooded land in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri this year was farmland, so the mess is certain to include agricultural debris like crop residue and fuel tanks. Carcasses of small animals swept up by the flood will add to the mess, and the river will leave large piles of sand and woody debris all over the floodplain. News time is 7:12.
Okay, you have your computer. It ran about $700. The printer? About 100. Ink cartridges, they average about $35 a piece. And photo paper, about 10 cents per sheet. You're ready to go, ready to print your own pictures at home. So, let's get started. First picture comes up. You adjust the low light, take the red eye out, and print. Uh-oh, you adjusted a little too much for the brightness. Do it again and print. Oh, that's two sheets of paper and ink, but it's still not right. Here we go again. Three sheets of paper and ink. Now your time's starting to add up. Just how much is your time worth?
This is Carol at Rex Pharmacy. You know, you could have just brought your digital media to us and have all your prints professionally printed for just 30 cents a piece. Save even more time and email your shots to rexphoto@metc.net. In the Rex Pharmacy Photo Lab, it's all we've ever done. Take care of you and your pictures. So bring us your digital media or your film and get personalized service from people you can count on.
In the funeral announcement, 79-year-old Alvin Oscar Rudolph Kester of Harlan and formerly of Panora died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Alvin Oscar Kester will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 90-year-old Virgil C. Cook of Neola died Thursday. Funeral services for Virgil Cook will be today at 11 o'clock at the Neola Presbyterian Church, with the Hoy Funeral Home of Council Bluffs in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old Billy Eugene Rutherford of Guthrie Center died Thursday. A memorial service for Billy Rutherford will be today at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 57-year-old Lynn Schwery of Boone and formerly of Ames died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Lynn Schwery will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Grandin Funeral Home in Ames is in charge of the arrangements. 89-year-old Mary J. Passane of Audubon died Friday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Mary Passane will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 85-year-old Liberta Livingston of Atlantic died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Liberta Livingston will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 54-year-old Sarah Jesperson of Atlantic died Friday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Sarah Jesperson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. 85-year-old Raymond Knopp of the Heritage House in Atlantic died Friday. Funeral services for Raymond Knopp will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Mina Schmeling, or Schmeling that is, of Atlantic, age 84, died Friday. Funeral services for Mina Schmeling will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. 95-year-old Edward Hansen of Harlan died Sunday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Edward Hansen will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And 83-year-old Maureen Davis of Bayard died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Maureen Davis will be August 27th at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.